Our text comes from Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had left the Sadducees speechless, they met together. One of them, a legal expert, tested him. "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" He replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Over the past 3 years, we have been thinking through themes here at Forest Hill. It was pretty easy at first because we took the pieces of our mission statement. So our first year, we did the theme of love, loving God. The second year, we did serving others, or growing in our faith. And the third year, we did serving others. And so this year, when it was time to think of a theme, we began to ponder what would be reflective of where we are and where we need to be as a church. So separately, Suzanne and I came up with the idea of making our theme this year around compassion, of putting forth spiritual growth opportunities that were about learning about how to be more compassionate, and that our serving opportunities will be themed around the idea of compassion. I have been reading books and articles on compassion, and I have realized there is so much to learn on the subject. So for the season of Lent, I hope that this idea of compassion will be a topic that we explore together, that it will guide us deeper into our reflection of ourselves and our need for the saving grace of God. The Sundays of Lent, I hope we will journey and together and challenge ourselves to live more compassionately for the glory of God. So this morning when you came in, I hope you were able to pick up a small stone. If you did and you haven't been holding it, I ask you to pick it up. When you got it, and maybe even now, this stone was cold. It's hard. It's been washed. All the earth has been washed off of it. All the soft spots have been broken away. And what was left is a tiny, hard stone. Our hearts sometimes can be like a stone. They can become hardened. Hardness of heart, it comes from living in the world. Often it is our way of coping. When we don't care too much, if we don't care too much, then we won't get hurt. In fact, having a hard heart protects us in some ways. Yet I don't believe that's a way that God calls us to live. The prophet Ezekiel spoke to a community and he called them back to being in the fold of God, and he proclaimed God's message to them. And this was God's message spoken through Ezekiel in 11:19. It says, God speaking, "I will give them a single heart. I will put in them a new spirit. I will remove the stony hearts from their bodies and give them hearts of flesh." I believe these words speak to us still this day. We who are followers of Christ, sometimes we have a hardened heart, and God would call us back and say that is not the way we are to live in the world. We are to live compassionately, having feelings and action for those around us. So as we think about compassion this morning, just allow this rock to sit in the palm of your hand. If we're going to think about compassion, of course, we need to start by defining what compassion is. It seems like an easy thing to define until I read and read and read and read and probably became more confused than clear for a while, and then went back to beginning to understand the fullness of the word compassion. So this is what I believe compassion is: seeing, feeling, and understanding the struggles and pain of another and responding in action. seeing, feeling, and understanding the struggles and pain of another and responding with action. Now, I believe that people can demonstrate compassion without a relationship with God. However, I do not believe that we can be in a deep and abiding relationship with God and not have compassion. I believe that the transformation that God does in us, the work that God does in us, calls us to see and hear and understand the pain of others, and it moves us to action in the world. As followers of Christ, we might call this love in action. And we can see this idea of biblical compassion over and over again in the scriptures. Biblical compassion is best described in three parts: loving God, loving ourselves, and loving others. God is love. And so if we begin with God, we always begin with love. This scripture this morning, it says that that's where we need to begin, with loving God with all of who we are, and then loving others and loving ourselves. As we move through the weeks of Lent, I hope that we can look at compassion and pick through it and tease out the important pieces. But this morning, I want us to think about two things: finding compassion for ourselves and finding compassion for others. The scripture that I read says, "He replied, 'You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your being, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law and the prophets depend on these two commands.'" There are two ways that we view ourselves. Some of us are easier on ourselves than we are on others, and some of us are harder on ourselves than others. Over the past few weeks, as I have read and thought about compassion, I've been analyzing myself, and I have come to some interesting conclusions. I don't have a lot of compassion for myself. And I'm beginning to think that as I watch other people in the world, that most people don't have a great degree of compassion for themselves either. When I have an opportunity to sit and do pastoral counseling with someone and someone comes into my office, I have often noticed that they are much harder on themselves than I am on them. And so I want them to feel forgiveness and grace. I want them to be encouraged and empowered and to leave in a better place than they came in. I want to be compassionate to them. I also realize that when I don't do something right, I am not always compassionate to myself. The words that are happening in my mind, the things that I am telling myself, which counselors call self-talk, my self-talk is not nearly as compassionate for myself as it is for someone who may come in and sit in my office. So compassion, it's understanding how someone feels and responding with action. So what this looks like for ourselves, it means we listen to what's happening inside, we understand how we feel, and then we speak compassionately to ourselves. That's hard work. So let me give you an example of how this is lived out in the world. Say, for example, my son Will fails a test. When he enters my house, we all know he failed a test. He's saying things like, "I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. Am I ever going to be able to recover from this? This is terrible. How could I have done this? I don't know why I wasn't good enough. And he is freaking out. That's just the kind of kid he is. So these are the things that I would say to him. I would say, "It's only one test. It's going to be okay. It's not that big of a deal. Just learn from it and just let yourself go a little bit. It's going to be okay. Don't be so uptight. It's not the end of the world." I try to give him compassion. Now, those are not the things he wants me to say to him, and it is also the very thing he wants me to say to him. He wants to know it's okay. He wants someone to have compassion. When I fail a test, I don't say quite those same things. I sit in a place and I think these things: "I'm not smart. This is a reflection of my incompetence. I didn't try hard enough. I could have done more. I should have worked harder. You see the difference? I'm the same person, but I'm saying compassionate things to one person, and I'm not saying compassionate things to myself. And I don't think that's what God would actually want for me. This commandment, it goes both ways. We are expected to love others, but we are also expected to love ourselves. Compassion is not only something we give away, but it is something that changes our lives too. I want us to feel like we can give ourselves compassion. And there's a reason for that. Because when you learn that you can be compassionate to yourself, you understand compassion in a deeper way. And you're able to give that compassion in the world. It is okay to be compassionate with yourself. It is helpful so that you truly know how to offer compassion in the world. And in the same way, we need to be compassionate for others. While sometimes we find it's easier to be compassionate with others, at other times there are places when we're not as compassionate as we should be. The second part of the scripture says this, and the second is like it, you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. As I've pondered that, I thought there's a piece of the scripture that we don't often tease out. You should love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, usually when we think about this scripture, we think you need to love your neighbor. And we kind of stop there because we don't know what to do with this phrase, as you love yourself. It's kind of confusing. If we're not doing compassion well in our own life, then that's another piece of it that gets confusing. But love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so I began to think about this. When we get hungry, what do? We eat. When we get sleepy, we look for a place to sleep. When we are weary, we seek comfort. It's natural. It's what we do. It's second nature to care for ourselves. I think perhaps that's a piece of this scripture that we maybe don't think about. We need to be compassionately loving others as naturally as we're taking care of ourselves. The goal of a compassionate life should be to meet the needs of others as freely and naturally as we are meeting our own needs. Now, I don't think this is easy. I don't think that's the way that we are normally set to respond, but I do believe that through the grace of God, living a transformed life, that we can move closer and closer to living out that natural compassion in our life. I believe it takes practice, that it's something that we have to do intentionally. And over time, as we practice that and allow God to change us, that it does become natural for us to take care of others. Like other spiritual disciplines, the more we practice it, the more natural it becomes, and we can truly love others as we love ourselves. Compassion is developed as we seek to be more Christ-like. God does the hard work in our hearts so that we can be compassionate people. As we sit in this season of Lent, I invite you to look inside of your hearts. I invite you to do some hard work. I invite you to think about a few questions. Are you filled with compassion? Has your heart become hard? Do you have compassion for yourself? Is it natural for you to have compassion for your neighbor? Do you need God to come into your heart, to remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of compassion? These are deep, hard questions. But I believe if we truly ask ourselves these questions, if we dig around in our hearts and try to truly be compassionate people, that we will be changed and transformed by the grace of God. If you've been holding your little stone and it's been in your hand, it's probably much warmer than when you first put it there. In the same way, when we allow God to hold our hearts, God will warm our hearts. He will take away our hearts of stone and give us hearts of compassion. May we truly be people who are seeking to live out compassion in this world for the glory of God. Amen.